At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields: The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. We also have the online Sound Treatment Center with many practitioners. We use a program that's way better quality than Zoom. Go to Sound Treatment Center to check out the practitioners and to book a session. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast. Hi there. I'm David. Let me tell you about some things going on at the Institute. First, we have our Globe Sound Healing Conference going on this weekend. We've got free playback until May 18th, so you don't have to catch it this weekend. But I can share a little bit more what's happening there. They've got, let's see, here we go. Pull it up, here we go. So we got for tomorrow, it's not showing up, that's weird. Let me reload it here. For tomorrow, we still have a full day of presentations. Let me try loading it again. There we go. Okay. Yeah, now it's loading. Okay, so we have a full day of presentations with Neil Gower and on ancient civilizations, Laura Insura, who does some amazing music. And then we have Zakiya Blackburn and Dorothy Stone, who have been doing this for many years and have a whole association up in Vermont. And then Zenat, who takes you to a whole nother level with light language. And then I do my presentation on holding intention. And again, all of these other presentations that happened the last couple of days, you can watch the videos or any of it until May 18th for free. And after that, it's only $97 if you want to download the videos. That's globesoundhealingconference.com. And then we've also got a concert coming up with Maura Insera on May 23rd here in Sausalito. Oh my God, she's one of the best sound healing musicians I've ever seen. She goes into a total trance. I played some of her stuff the last couple of shows here. And then on June 1st, we have an open house in Sausalito, all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and many heart-opening meditations. And then we have our summer intensive coming up June 10th to the 20th. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, and it's half of the certificate program. You could just do this part without doing the rest online, and you just wouldn't get a certificate. And it's really profound. You go into the zone. It's very immersive and don't come back. And we got about five instructors teaching that at that time. And again, it's half of the certificate program. And so you can also, we also provide lodging. We don't have beds, but you can sleep on the floor with futons. And we don't have showers, but it's only $200 for the whole time, for the whole 10 days. So we also have our online certificate program starting May 1st, and that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. And you can also watch videos for that as well. So that goes for 6 months. And then it starts every other week anyway. When our next recording program starts September 23rd. It's coming up May 9th to the 11th here in Marin County is the New Living Expo. We have a booth there, and I'm going to be speaking on May 10th. And then we're doing our annual retreat in Mount Shasta, August 9th and 10th. We're going to go up on the mountain on the 10th. So you can find all of this at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the voice analysis program for Sal, and we're doing training on May 18th. So soundhealingcenter.com. It's where you can find everything. Okay. So today we're doing a really unique show on silence. It's really about the silence at the end of a sound, especially a slow fade. What I've learned is the best part of sound is when it ends. It leaves you in a really peaceful space. Let me play an example here. We're going to be doing many examples, so you're going to be blissed out by the end of the show today. So I'm going to play a crystal bowl that does a slow fade, and listen for the moment the bowl goes to complete silence. Okay, check this out.
Thank you.
It's like you can still hear it in the room. Even though it's gone, you can still hear it. And it's so still. What I've learned is peace is a frequency humming consistently. You can have silence and it's not even comfortable. You can have uncomfortable silence. But when you have a frequency humming consistently, like a bowl, that's the peace. And it's so simple. It's just a slow fade on the sound. Now, it's also the home note. When you have one sound, it's always the home note of the key of the song. The home note of the key of the song is way more peaceful than other notes. Let me play and give you an example of what a home note is. So here we go. Now we can rest, right? The home note is defined in music theory. The technical definition is where you're at rest. It's where you're at peace, right? It's quite different than this. You don't want to hang out there, right? You want to go home. Now we can rest. So when you're doing a sound bath or doing any music, it's always best to end on the home note because that's the most peaceful note of the key of the song. And every song has a different key. You just got to know what that is. And it's pretty easy to figure out because it's the one where it's restful. In jazz, they try and stay away from the home note. But in sound healing, we give it to you. We give it to you so that you can totally go to a place of peace. But then when you do a slow fade, it's way more effective. You know, it's amazing how effective a slow fade is and let me give you an example of how weird it is to cut something off in the middle of something. So I'm going to play this bowl and I'm going to cut it off. It's like, you know, when you're listening to a song and it gets cut off or it just stops abruptly, it's like, it's anxiety inducing. It actually is shocking to your system. It's really interesting how much it affects people when something just stops abruptly. Right? Now, a lot of songs stop kind of quickly. They don't do the slow fade, and that's kind of cool, you know, it can be fun, but it's always more peaceful if you do a fade out. And the longer you do it on the home note, and the louder and bassier it is, the more effective it's going to be. There's a lot of instruments that you can't really do a slow fade with very well. Even the voice is hard to do a slow fade. Let me give you an example. I'll put an original sound. Can kind of do it, but right at the end, you have to. It's hard to get really soft with the voice, so there's a little abruptness with the voice. You can do it a bit. There's other instruments like the harmonium or saxophone or any horns. You can do a little bit of a fade in volume, but you can't do that completely slow and smoothly just like the bowl was, where we ended up at perfect peace, perfectly smoothly. Tibetan bowls are cool, but they don't normally last as long as a crystal bowl. And in fact, generally, frosted bowls last even longer than alchemy bowls, but alchemy bowls can last pretty long as well. Let me give you another example of a song I did for Massachusetts General, and this one is about overcoming fatigue. And listen to... I'm just going to play the end of this. we're just doing the end of songs all night tonight. And listen to how peaceful it is at the end. Okay, here we go. Whoops. Let me find the right spot. Okay. Here we go. Enjoy. In the silence where the fairies hang out. Right? It's also where often healing happens when you're doing healing work, is at the end of the slow fade is where the transformation actually happens. You know, it's interesting that the last thing you hear or do is so important. It's what you're left with. Especially, I mean, if we're doing a slow fade and you don't do anything else for a long time, it stays with you. We've actually done silent retreats where we'll play a crystal ball and let it fade out and then meditate on that note for 4 hours. And it's so still. I used to think meditation's really difficult. You got to keep coming back. But if you just listen for that final note, you can still hear it from the song we just played. You can stay in that energy at peace for a really long time. But it's not just sound. The last thing you leave with is really the most important because it lasts into the future unless something else comes up. But sometimes it lasts anyway. Like the last food you eat. I'm really careful to eat something I really like for the very last bite of a meal, which I actually prefer not to have sweets because that leaves my system in a little more of an activated state. I'm kind of allergic to sugar, so especially for me. But I always say when I'm eating, I always calculate the food on my plate that I want to end with because I know that taste is going to remain in my mouth at least for a little while. It's funny, huh? This is really important if you're going to sleep as well, to come up with the last thought or do a meditation, or do sound, you could do sound, but the last thing you end with before you go to sleep, that's going to affect the whole night of your sleep. But the other one that's huge is goodbyes. I mean, goodbyes are such a big deal, right? Because they're the last thing you hear from a person. In relationships, in fact, the last energy that you left it with will stay with you until you see that person even 30 years later. Isn't that amazing? The last energy you're left with them, and especially the last, you know, the last comment until you forget it, is what you're left with for years sometimes. And especially when someone dies, we're so into a person's last words, like with the Pope, you know, what was his last words? You know, there was a whole article I saw on Yahoo. It's like, the Pope's last words. It's like, we're so into that. And commonly we think about the last words of a person before they die. And it's a bummer if those are negative words, because those stay with us. And even movies. It's really funny. I've seen a few movies that were really like 4 or 5 stars, and they're really stressful. They really weren't that great of movies, but the endings were great, really excellent. In fact, it might even just be the last 1 minute of the movie was incredible, or the last 5 minutes. So the movie wasn't that great, so it was really stressful, but because the last minute or 5 minutes is so good, people think it's incredible. It's the same with a song. You could have a song that totally sucks, and if you have a really beautiful ending, people will remember it as a wonderful song. It's kind of silly, but it's important. It's important to know this so that if you're doing music or a sound bath or anything, just be aware of the last moment. Now, you can also do this besides just volume, which is what we've been talking about, a slow volume fading out. You can also do this with tempo and even pitch. Let me give you an example here of a slow fade with a tempo and a pitch. Again, leaves you in that stillness. So beautiful. And it's so good for you health-wise, that amount of peace. A lot of people can't stop, right? To be able to go to this place of peace is like really, really incredible. Oh. Okay. Let me play you a couple others. Oh, actually, I want to tell you about Wah. Wah, I've seen her in concert. If you haven't heard her music, she's really, really incredible. And what she'll do is she'll play a crystal bowl at the beginning and go to the slow fade and then relish in that stillness and just go. Really slowly for the whole night. And she goes into such a subtle precious realm that no one's bored. It's so cool. When you do a slow fade, the thing that comes next is really highlighted. So you could do a slow fade and go, "You are love." Right? Or anything that comes after that fade is especially sweet, especially if it's sweet already. Let me play you a little bit from Suzanne Sterling's song. Right. Check this out. You think the song's over, and then it keeps going. Find it here. Okay. There we go. And it is at 12:48. Okay. Oops, sorry about that. Okay, 12:48. Here we go. Check it out now. Just leaves you in a really beautiful space where you're just completely at peace, so whatever comes in at that point is especially effective. Okay, I've got another song. Let me stop sharing here. Okay, and this one is by Deva Premal. This is Om Trimbeka. Let me share my screen on this one so you can see the actual visuals here. Okay. So they do a slow fade and then do some really slow vocals that are just beautiful. And then they do it again. Check this out. This is Om Trimbakam. Okay. Enjoy. Thank you.
Triambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushti vardhanam uruva rukameva vandanam mrityo rukshamam mreta mrityo rukshamam mreta Jamahe sugandhim pushti vardhanam urava rukameva vandanam mrityorukshamam mreta mrityorukshamam mreta
Just precious, huh? Just precious. They actually did four slow fades right at the end there, including the final fade out. And just feel the peace and stillness. Still, so well, so well. So I want to play my song, Unconditional Love, and I do a fade out and then do a little melodic part on the xylophone. So check this out. Okay, let me pull it up here. There we go. It is at 2:44. Okay. Enjoy. So many people don't know such stillness. So many people can't stop. Here's my song, Water of Life. And this one's interesting because I do about 5 minutes of slowly getting more and more mellow. And then I end on the home note, but a really high home note, which is also very peaceful as well because it's still the home note. So let's listen to the end of Water of Life. Enjoy. not only can you breathe, you don't ever want to move again. It's really just quite incredible. Let me play for you concert. When we do our concerts, we do a slow fade at the end of each song, and then actually are still for a really long time, at least a minute at the end of each song. And on the last song, we're still for like 5 minutes. I've had a room in Sound Baths where people don't move for 15 minutes. Right? So let me show you this concert that we did with a lot of our instructors. This is Pachelbel Canon, and it's got a few minutes slow fade at the end here. Okay. Let me find it here. Okay, here we go. Check this out. Let's see if I can fade it in for you so it's not so abrupt. Okay. Full screen. Here we go. Peace is so exciting. It's so wonderful. Okay, here's my song, Enlightenment. It's got a nice slow fade. One of my favorites, actually. Okay, we'll play just the end of this one. Okay. Enjoy. This is my chakra guided meditation. And it's always more effective when you got a lot of bass that fades out. Okay. And with this one. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hold that stillness the rest of your life.